This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 3rd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up on this day before Election Day, we'll hear from Amy Guida and her legal issues in the news commentary this week on how free speech can be limited on Election Day. We'll also get a forecast for the week ahead from meteorologist Ed Keezer, first AM 580 News. A Champaign County man is set to be sentenced today for the murder of his estranged wife. It was a death that kept searchers busy for months trying to find the woman. Robert Arnett was convicted 2 months ago for the May 2007 killing of Naomi Arnett in Sadorus. He was accused of burying Mrs. Arnett's body in a wooded area near the town. It was finally found several months later. Arnett's attorneys have said they plan to appeal the conviction. He could be sentenced to up to 60 years in prison this morning. Illinois Democrats are anticipating big success tomorrow, but a political expert says the party could be missing a golden opportunity. Sean Crawford reports.
With Barack Obama expected to carry Illinois, Democrats further down the ballot are hoping to ride his coattails to victory. The Democratic Party sees a chance to pick up seats in Congress and the Illinois legislature. Republicans are understandably nervous. But political scientist Kent Redfield with the University of Illinois at Springfield says a dysfunctional state government run by Democrats might prevent the party from doing more damage to the GOP.
They're going to be in solid majorities when they get done. This is a blue state. But, you know, if we really wanted to kind of drive the stake into the heart of the Republican Party in Illinois, this would have been a huge opportunity to do that.
Recent voter surveys have given Governor Rod Blagojevich and the General Assembly low marks. But Redfield says that also means Republicans will likely miss a chance to capitalize on that sentiment. He says if Republicans are able to hold their ground in the legislature during a year heavily favoring Democrats, the GOP can call it a success. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says 166 teams of investigators throughout the state will be monitoring the general election. Madigan says it's to ensure that voting rights are protected tomorrow. Yesterday, Madigan's office announced that 125 teams will be assigned throughout northern Illinois, including Chicago. Another 41 teams will observe activity in the rest of the state. Investigators will be looking at any claims of voter fraud or voting irregularity. The Attorney General's office is also reminding voters of their rights. For one, if a voter makes a mistake or spoils a paper ballot and it hasn't been cast, the voter has the right to receive a replacement ballot. Also, no one's allowed to try to influence a voter within 100 feet of a polling place. The head of the Illinois State Board of Elections says he knew there was a lot of interest in early voting this year, but he says the results are truly remarkable. Amanda Vinicky has the details.
It's the first time Illinois has offered early voting in a presidential election. State Board of Elections Director Dan White says numbers of how many people took advantage of it are still coming in, but he knows the total will be record-breaking.
Well over 700,000 Illinois voters have voted early. It could reach as high as 800,000.
White says knowing Election Day will be busy for him, he tried to vote early.
I went to vote early downtown and here in Chicago, and the line was so long, I couldn't wait.
Although they were cast before the election, early and absentee ballots are not counted early. They'll be counted with all of the others Tuesday. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Recent polls show Obama with a 20 to 30 point lead over John McCain in Illinois, but State Representative Jim Durkin is hopeful the race tomorrow will narrow significantly. Durkin co-chairs McCain's Illinois campaign.
I know the political realities of this state. If we get between 8 and 10 points, I mean, I think we'll reflect incredibly on the McCain campaign throughout the United States.
Durkin says Republicans in Illinois are focusing their efforts on nearby battleground states. He says hundreds of McCain volunteers have traveled to Ohio and Missouri, and many others are making phone calls to swing state voters. With Election Day only a day away, both John McCain and Barack Obama are planning campaign stops in Indiana. McCain will stop this afternoon. It'll be part of a final barnstorming tour through several states. The rally will be held at the International Arrivals Ramp of Indianapolis International Airport. It'll be McCain's first campaign stop in Indiana since he addressed a meeting of the nation's sheriffs in Indianapolis July 1st. Obama's campaign says he'll visit with voters at an undisclosed location in the Indianapolis area tomorrow morning.
Obama's focused money and time on Indiana, hoping to become the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry that state since Lyndon Johnson won Indiana in 1964. And you can hear complete election coverage coming up tomorrow night at 6 p.m. from Illinois Public Radio, National Public Radio, and AM 580. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. You may have wondered why political signs cluster in particular spots outside polling places on Election Day. It's because the Constitution allows a restriction on free speech in key locations. Here's commentator Amy Guida with this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Depending upon where you vote, you've probably noticed little American flags or perhaps even orange cones set up someplace near the entrance to the polling place. Those markers are there by law to keep the politicians away. Okay, maybe not the politicians so much as their last-minute attempts to woo voters through handshakes, signs, and literature. Here's the language from the Illinois statute. No person shall, at any primary or election, do any electioneering or soliciting of votes or engage in any political discussion within any polling place or within 100 feet of any polling place. If you recall the Constitution's promise of free speech, you might wonder about that prohibition. The law keeps only certain speech, political speech, out of the zone within 100 feet of a polling place. You want to talk about sports? That's okay. And that makes the statute not content neutral. The First Amendment is usually hostile to any sort of prohibition that targets one type of speech alone. But polling places, they're different. The Supreme Court decided as much a few years ago in a case from Tennessee. There, a city council candidate apparently wanted to politic in some way within the 100-foot no zone, and so the campaign argued that a prohibition against such politicking was unconstitutional. But the Supreme Court disagreed. A prohibition on political speech on Election Day at key locations was constitutional, a majority of the justices decided, because the government has a compelling interest in securing the right to vote freely and effectively. Keep politicians, their ilk, and their ink away, and you help prevent voter intimidation and voter fraud. This wasn't pulled out of thin air by the justices. It used to be, they explained, that voters made their own ballots, marked them at home, and carted them to the polls for counting. But political parties soon recognized an opportunity and printed their own ballots, wooing or bribing or intimidating voters into voting the party's way, and often competing heatedly with others for a wavering voter right there at the voting place. But it wasn't just political parties behind the intimidation. Perhaps you've heard about a recent public education campaign by corporate CEOs to encourage employees to take an hour off work to vote. Well, apparently their predecessors once embraced this cause too zealously. The 46th Congress, the justices wrote, reported that men were frequently marched or carried to the polls in their employers' carriages, furnished with ballots, and compelled to hold their hands up with their ballots in them so they could easily be watched until the ballots were dropped into the box. Some workers simply stayed away from the polls. Others who voted the wrong way lost their jobs. So that's why we have such secrecy in voting today, the majority explained, and why we have a prohibition on those who would politic close to the polls. The change in voting law toward voter protection and voting secrecy kept employers, party bosses, police officers, and saloon keepers away from polling places and made election days, a commentator wrote in 1888, as peaceful as our Sabbaths. So today there's this in the same Illinois voting statute. No person shall interrupt, hinder, or oppose any voter while approaching within those areas for the purpose of voting. And there's no electioneering within 100 feet of a polling place. Here, concerns about a fair election trump free speech concerns. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Well, the early part of this week is going to be pretty spectacular. Tomorrow's Election Day forecast looks ideal for people to go out and vote. And temperatures will be on the warm side, with temperatures today reaching 75 in Champaign-Urbana, according to Ed Kieser. Our forecast across the two states, mostly sunny with highs between 72 and 77. For tonight, clear and lows ranging from 45 in southeast Indiana to 55 in northwest Illinois. The low tonight in Champaign-Urbana, 49 under a clear sky. Tomorrow, sunny again. The highs again between 72 and 77. Tomorrow night, clear and 52 degrees. Sunny for Wednesday and a high of 75 again. Then increasing clouds Wednesday night with a low of 54. Showers and thunderstorms will arrive on Thursday. And a cloudy day, the high temperature still a relatively warm 67 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.